ganz ehrlich. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the last session of your annual conference. Everybody go,
aww.
Who said that?
Amira, because she's tired.
All right. So, next year, we hope to have a much bigger annual conference and a much longer one. But we have to start somewhere, don't we?
Yeah.
So have you enjoyed yourselves?
Yes.
Yep. Yes. Has it been good?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, excellent.
The humidity.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about the
humidity.
So what did you start with the conference yesterday? What did we start with?
Get excited.
Get excited?
Yep.
What else?
Yeah.
Do you remember who
money,
did
no, money.
I remember nothing.
What did David do?
The money, no money, focus.
Cycle,
yeah.
Okay, so basically David talked about giving you some education on money. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, then what did you do?
Shop connect.
No,
did a quick look at the software.
How to look at the software. So a software update. Was that good?
Yes.
Are you enjoying the software?
Yes.
Listen, another thing we've noticed is that sometimes you guys get in there and you're testing the software over and over and you're asking lots of questions, which is really great, but please don't do it at the expense of having what?
Happy
paying customers. Everybody say, I will not be distracted unless I have happy paying customers. Now I'm going to tell you a story. I find this all the time with property investors, right? They get really hung up on getting their finance sorted, but the reality is they don't know what sort of finance they need or how much they need until they find a deal, and then the deal will actually tell them what they need. Do you understand?
Yep.
It's the same with you guys, right? You can get really hung up on brochures and business cards and all sorts of things and learning the software and learning the process, but the reality is you don't know what you need to know until you actually start having customers, and then the customers will direct you on the path that you need to go. Antonia?
I don't have a business card, a website, or a Facebook page.
Okay. Alright, after the software update, what did you do?
I don't have Tonya.
No, you didn't have Tonya, you had?
Nick.
Was that good?
Yeah.
Good, excellent. Alright, so what did he do with you?
Reassured us.
Okay, well, reassurance and tech.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And then after that, you had?
Tonya.
Okay, and what did Tonya do with you? She went through the?
Process.
The client process. Remember that?
Yes.
Was that helpful?
Yep.
Do you see why we have promoted Tonya to training? Everybody say yes, she's in the room.
Yes.
Okay, after the client process, what did we do?
Tonya
again, and what did she do?
Talking to clients.
So talking to clients. You know, we called it a sales process this weekend, but in actual fact, it's just a
conversation.
It's just a conversation. It's just a conversation. Just keep telling yourself that. So talking to clients, which is just a conversation to see whether you're a good fit and whether you can help them or
not.
Okay, all right, so that brings us to today. So what did we start with this morning? Okay, so clients and referrals. Did we start with clients and referrals this morning?
Yep.
Yep, okay. You know, I wasn't in the room a lot of yesterday, and I know what you did yesterday better than I know what you did today. Clients and referrals. Okay, after that, what did you do?
We had the panel.
Okay, so you had the Q&A panel. Was that handy?
Yes.
Okay. After that, you had?
Jenny.
Jenny, the most extraordinary, wonderful speaker in the world. Oh, sorry, was I talking about myself? What did Jenny talk about?
Speaking.
Okay, so doing presentations. Was that helpful?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for saying yes while I'm in the room. After that, what do we do?
David and Jenny.
David and Jenny doing what?
Announcements.
So an SPI update. Okay, so do you feel like you've had a good weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah? Alright, so the best way to leave here today is what?
Happy.
Happy and excited, but what? Motivated. Motivated to do what?
Get
customers. So guess what we're going to do this session?
No. Get customers.
How to get... Well, no, actually, we're not going to do customers. We've done all that. What are we going to do?
Goals.
Goals. Who said that? Al, you know me really well, don't you?
No,
I'm
going to read the time tables.
Well, we're going to do more than goals. What I'm going to talk to you about is kickstarting your business for 2017 and getting you a plan so that when you leave here, you can actually do it. So, may I tell you a story?
Yes, I do.
About Tonya. And I haven't even asked her permission. But Tonya and I were having a conversation not long after she did the spending planner training, and she told me that she was going out. She was having this conversation with me about what do I do when I go to a mortgage broker and, you know, what do I put a brochure and all the rest of it. And I said to her at the time, I said, Tonya, I really like this because you're actually planning your business for the long term, not the short term. She wasn't focused on going out and getting heaps of customers. She was focused on getting referrals for customers, which is actually a better way to do business. And it might have meant, and it will mean, that if you focus on that initially, you might not actually get customers really fast, but you will get much more in terms of customers if you can establish referral parties. So one of the things I really want you to consider this year is actually working on how can you build your business quickly. And one of the things you need to think about is, okay, everybody put their left hand out. Okay, so over here, hold your hands up, is one person at a time. Right? One person at a time. Do that. Okay? As opposed to, put your right hand up, five people at once from a referrer. Which one do you want? Everybody put their hand up, the one they want. Oh, that's really good. Because that's where your business is going to grow the quickest from. All right? So, you know, some business can go like this, but some businesses go like this. And this is the referrer-based business. And that's how David built his business. What did he say he did? He went to a mortgage broker and an accountant. Okay, and they started referring clients to him. So that's what Tony has done. Tony arrived home this week from overseas. I hope you don't mind me saying this. And she said to me, I've got three referrals from my mortgage broker sitting in my emails. And she didn't just have three old new contacts and people. She had all their details. Right? Now, how many of you would like that? So one of the biggest questions we get asked is, how do we get clients? And here's the answer. You need to make relationships with referrers because they're going to actually build your business for you. When I just talked to you in presentations, I said there were two ways to establish what?
Credibility.
What was the first way?
To be introduced
by someone else. And if that person has credibility, then your credibility is enhanced. Great. Excellent. So the stronger their credibility, the stronger yours, which means the less work you have to do to actually attain that client and retain that client. Do you like that? That was really good. Write that down. The less work you have to do, the higher their credibility, the less work you have to do to attain and retain clients. Okay, so let me ask you a question. When you leave me today, what are you going to work on?
Referral base.
Okay, let's talk about who refers. Who can refer clients to you?
Anyone that's involved in the key areas of people's lives that cost a lot of money. Car salesmen, real estate agents, school payment people, wedding planners, travel agents. Think of everything that costs a lot of money in your life and delve in those industries and probably refer you to people.
are there with this? Exactly. Okay, all right. So the most obvious ones, though, are what? Mortgage broker, financial planner, accounting, bookkeeper, etc. All right? Okay, so those people already have clients, and if they have good cred with those clients and they start referring them to you, that establishes your... which makes you more likely to... attain and retain clients. Oh, I like that. That's everyone here. Now, we have not really used this phrase much this weekend, but what do you... you only have a business if you have what? Okay, so do you want to be in business?
Yes.
Do you want to grow your businesses?
Yes.
Okay, how many of you, when you think about actually sitting down and doing a sales call with someone that's pretty cold, would actually prefer to go and talk to a mortgage broker, have a chit chat, and have him actually do that initial conversation?
Yeah, well, I
would. And I do sales all the time. I didn't even start on how to sell from the stage, okay? So the thing, oh, Brie, I was going to ask you something. I'm going to get you to share it right now. Brie and I had a conversation yesterday, and she was telling me this little story about, you know what I'm talking about, Jenny? Yeah, I want you to tell it. Come out here. Because this is brilliant. And David, we're going to use this, okay?
I found the video, but there's a lot of swearing, so I didn't send it to you.
Because you knew I wouldn't appreciate it. So listen to this. This is really, really important.
So I was a personal trainer a million years ago, and we went to a sales training course, and they played a short video of a Ben Affleck movie. I don't even know what movie it is. I've never seen the movie myself, but he went into a room full of salespeople, and they're all sitting around a board table, a boardroom table, and basically, he said that every time you pick up that phone...
Do it like he did it.
Every time you pick up that phone, every time you get on a call, there's a sale being made. Either you're selling them on what you're selling, or they're selling you on a reason why they're not going to do what you're doing. Somebody is making a sale. So make sure that you're the one making the sale when you get on the call. That was pretty much the
gist of it. Isn't that awesome?
And it's every conversation you have with everyone as well. They're either selling you on their story of their life, or you're selling them on your story of your life, but there's a sale being made.
Yep. So you're either being sold or you're selling. There's no other thing. You're either selling or you're being sold. So which one do you want to be?
Selling.
That's why Carolyn does so well, because she's so passionate about her clients. So she's the one telling them what she can do for them all the time. Okay? And you may or may not recall this, but in the membership guidelines, we say that we want to be so passionate about our industry that we have no qualms about telling people what we do. That's in your membership guidelines as part of the integrity of the Institute and the value system of the Institute and how we behave as spending planners. Okay, so let's talk about a couple of other things. Today I want you to start to think about who can you get referrals from. And I want you to right now write a list of the top five people that you think you can approach this year, starting this week. Who are the top five types of referrers that you can approach?
Type.
Well, you can go specific if you want to. But let's go, top five. Top five. Everybody got that?
No.
Come on. So it can be specific people or the top five industries, or it can be a mix. Who are the top five? You to think about this. How much money do you want to earn this year? from your spending plan of business. And I want you to write it down. How much money, write down, I want to earn this year, in 2017, having this conversation with someone I was mentoring for business, right now this is what I would tell you to do. So you're okay if I tell you what I would tell them to do? Mm-hmm. Double it. Double it. Come on, is it making you squirm? Double it. Do you want to be successful? How many of you just squirmed hard? Yeah, good, excellent. The rest of you didn't, maybe you should triple it. All right. Okay. So if you were to...
Jean, yeah, I'm sorry. Can you just say that comment a bit louder, Gina? Inside Gina's library.
I heard it when I just left the library.
What did she say?
I was being conservative because I'm also now back working full-time. My full-time job is very full-on. So I was realistic in what I put down.
Oh, here. Gina.
I know that, but
Gina, hold your hands up like this.
Oh, I know.
You're in the wrong room to be realistic.
Yeah,
I know, but if I don't want to not then give the time and effort that you need to go.
But this is not about that. I'm leading you through a process here. Do you want to continue?
That's right, I get in enough trouble with it.
It wasn't me, I didn't do it. Why are you looking at me like that?
Gina, and all of you, do you want to make this business work?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to get out of where you are? How many of you want to get out of where you are? And how quickly do you want to do it?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Next week? Or in 10 years' time? Okay, you've got to dream big, guys. If you don't dream big, yeah, well that's fine, but you want to earn money as well.
I want to help people too,
but I'm not, do you know what, you are not helping people if you don't charge them.
Yeah.
We talked about this morning, you are not helping people if you don't charge them because they will not value your service. Daryl.
You know how the Institute has our giving rule?
Yes.
Well, the more money the Institute earns, the more money we get. So it's both ways.
There you go. And we're given a lot. It's good. It's going up and up and up. It's really exciting. Okay. All right. So my next question is, where do you want to niche? Okay, we did all this at your training, so you should have a pretty good idea. But where do you want to niche? Write it down. Amira.
Oh, I thought you were asking it that way. I'm not saying anything.
Now, write it down, please. Say something if you want to. Where do you want to live?
Actually, well, you know, last time when I was here in July or in Brisbane, we talked about disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually speaking to my, we're in the NDIS now, so an idea of how that works. And there's actually a line in there, like a service where people can come for like budget management and stuff. So it only happened the other day, and I thought, oh my God, of course I understand disabilities very well. You know, that's my life.
Yep.
So, and then there's the money part, the spending planning. Most of these people, and they actually specifically said, they will not tell people when they're running out of money. So it's up to you. If you run out in 9 months, that's your problem. Too bad, nobody's going to help you with it. So that means you're not going to get service. But the thing is, I have to get in there and find out what exactly I need to do to become an NDIS provider.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably going to have to need some sort of qualification that will allow me to be able to do that, which I'm willing to do.
Okay. You would have seen Sam Boardman has been posting that she's got 100% sign up rate and all the rest of it, and that she was doing a 10% discount for this month or whatever?
On the initial.
On the initial? Yes, which is very smart. And I wrote, did you see what I wrote?
Yeah.
What did I say?
Put your prices up.
If she's getting 100% success rate, it's time to put your prices up, right? And it's probably time for you to put your prices up. So what are you going to charge this year? What is your 2017 pricing structure? And if anyone in this room puts 385 and 88, I'm going to kick you. Right, what is your pricing structure? Yes, Gina. Only because of the way you looked at it.
$450.
And what?
And 90.
What about
99?
Okay. You know, there's a thing, if the price doesn't make you squirm a bit, it's not high enough. Okay, you've got to squirm a bit at it, all right? But we know that you can get 500 and 100 because people are already doing it. So, you know, that recommended retail. Now, okay, so if we were using 385 and 88, which I know no one in this room is doing, right? How much is that for 6 months?
$900.
Okay, I knew Tony would know. So this is what you need to work out. How many clients do you need to earn what you want to earn this year? At whatever you put. So if you put 500 and 100, that's 1,100. 500 plus 100 times 6. How much is that? 1,100. So how much do you want to earn?
Oh!
Come on!
Oh, I love it.
You guys are like giggling little girls at school.
We're getting excited out of here.
And that's what makes a difference.
It's very exciting though. Alright. Now, there is always a correlation between pricing and how many people you need to make your goal. So if you put your prices up, you need how many people?
Less,
okay? How many of you would like to let work less? Does any of you have that as a goal?
Yeah?
Come on. Do any of you have it as a goal this year to work less? Okay. So that's why I'm challenging you to put your prices up. Gina.
Can I?
No. This is so good because your personality is finally coming out and everybody's missed out on all this fun all weekend.
Opinion on putting your pricing on if you've got a website.
No, don't. You never discuss price.
No.
Ever. You only discuss price when you've determined that they fit.
In fact, can we seriously discourage anybody from putting their price?
Yeah, we can't stop you from doing that, but see if our price is anywhere on our website for the training.
No.
It's
you
not.
You raise the relevance and the power of that whole emotional process of the call.
Yeah, and that's what I think.
And that's why if people are saying to you, how much does it cost? That's a great question. I'll get to that in a moment if you're in the call. Or that's a great question. When we have a chat and we see if this works, then I'll go through all that.
Only because Morgan prefers on the
I know. We're gonna have a little chat with Morgan about that. I mean, we can't stop you.
No.
But we don't think it's doing any of you any favours. You know?
Yeah, actually encourages try kicking.
You know, maybe people don't even call because of that.
Yeah.
But if they rang, it's not on the same price. Yeah. They might be happy with it after the whole talk that you leave.
Don't underestimate too, like, you know, it's fine. Like what Sam's done for a January sale with 10% just off her first bid. That's why I said to put your prices up, make them 500, and then she's still, I don't know what she's getting, right? But if she puts the prices up and she takes 10% off it, she's probably getting what she got last year. Okay, and there's nothing wrong with that. But here's the thing, right? And I think I've talked about this to some of you, if not all of you, in the training. If you go to buy a big item like a sofa from Freedom, when do you normally go and do it?
In the sale.
In the sale. Why? Because they're cheaper. But why? What's the other reason?
Getting better value for money.
No, there's another reason. It's psychological. You know that they are going to have a sale every what? Every time you discount your prices, people start to expect it, and you actually train them to expect a discount. So it's not a good thing to do. We do not discount our prices other than that if you make a decision on the spot. That's it. That's the discount. And you all know how that works because you've all been through the course. Pretty much most of you anyway. Okay, so don't train people to expect a discount. We had someone come back to us weeks after we had the call with them, and they said, you know, we're hoping you'll honour the discounted price. And we said, no. Because otherwise we would train that person, and what would it mean to all the other people who'd come back to us and said, can we have the discount? It's no.
Out of integrity.
Out of integrity, okay? So be very careful about sales and discounts, and that's why you don't want to be cheap. Okay, you're not cheap, you're all worthy. You're not cheapskates, okay? You don't want to become that. Carol?
Just one thing I did at Christmas time, I actually sent a letter to all my clients just thanking them for their time and working with me during the year, and I sent along with it a $50 Westfield voucher.
Okay, so Carolyn sent a $50 Westfield voucher to her clients at Christmas time to thank them. That's a much better way to discount them. Give them something. Okay?
Yeah, that was thrilled.
Yeah, of course they'd be thrilled. Who wouldn't be thrilled? Even if you gave them movie tickets, they'd be thrilled. It's just something. It's just a token. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're good? How are we going?
Good.
All right. So now you need to know how many clients...
Let me just put this...
So how many clients do you need? How are you going to get these clients? Alright, so let me ask you a question. How many people do you need to sign up a week or a month to get your quota of clients? Write it down.
Was that from the beginning again?
Huh? Can we start from the beginning?
Yeah.
Sure, you can change your figures. I don't know what they are. But just make sure, Lizzie Hammond, listen to me. Just make sure that if you're changing your figures, that you make them better for you to work less. Okay. Right. So how many clients do you need? And when do you, so how many do you need? Sorry, how many do you need per week or month?
Minimum of 3, I've lost 3 weeks of the month.
No, it's okay. Doesn't matter, I'm going somewhere with this. Have you all got that for the next year? Okay, right, now double it. Let me explain why. Come on, let me explain why. Why did I double it?
Because each customer's going to give you another customer.
No. Why did I double it? Why did I double it?
Challenge.
There's a reason I doubled it.
Okay.
No, I don't want to see you, but how long do your clients sign up for as a minimum?
6 months.
6 months. So you want to earn this money this year, you've got to have all those clients on board by when?
July.
By July. Okay. All right. So we all got our client numbers per week for the next 6 months. Great. All right. That's your business plan. Now you're going to write it in the goal. Alright, so let me ask you a question. Who's brave enough and squirmy enough to actually put it out there that this is what they want to do? Come on. Jenny. Put it out there.
Yeah. What girl?
The bottom one. So how many customers do you need?
Huh? So we'll say 9.
Okay. Alright. Good. Okay. And what are you charging?
I went with the minimum.
Okay, fine. And you didn't double it?
No.
It's alright, I didn't ask you to double the minute you're charging. It's fine. Alright, okay, good. Someone else? Come on, if it doesn't make you squirm and you don't start speaking it out, you're less likely to achieve it. Amira?
I came up with 7 and you said double it, which is 14.
A week or a month?
A week.
Right.
You're quitting your job.
That's right. We're not saying double it. I'm just saying what and what am I charging? $500.99 a month.
Great. Excellent. Good. Well done. Someone else? Come on, Mark.
For a week. And $500.
Okay. Good. Excellent. All right. So, you will recall, because I taught you how to write goals, we start with what? What do we write?
Grateful.
Thankful and grateful. See, I can tell straight away that nearly all of you are not writing goals. So let me remind you of the Harvard Business Study. Did I tell you about the Harvard Business Study? So they surveyed a group of Harvard business graduates and they looked at them to see who was successful over a long period of time. And the only ones who achieved great success were the people who wrote their goals regularly. Now, are you writing your goals regularly? Do you know that segment? Bree's nodding her head. How many clients have you got?
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't know the question.
Give me a rough.
Like over the last 2 years or?
No, just for the spending
plan. Oh, spending plan, 15.
15 clients, and when did you do your training?
End of September.
And it's an add-on to her business. Okay? All right. So, you need to be, and Bree just said she's writing her goals. Tony, are you writing your goals?
Not really, I'll be honest.
What did she actually say to you? You need to have a goal every
month.
So you need to have something, and she does have a goal every month. She might not be writing.
I haven't been doing them, obviously, since I've been away, but before that, like, I know exactly how many people are.
Yeah. So you need to be revisiting. So I am thankful and grateful. I don't write the word have. That's a bad thing. No will. Right? So I achieved would be a good word, or whatever you want to put. I don't care. As long as it is, and then write it as if you've already done it. Okay? So I achieved signing up X clients per week by mid-July. For example, I'm just writing an example here. Earning and earned X dollars in income. And you know what? Remember I said to you, don't limit it at that, and earned over. I signed up more than. All right. So when I taught you goals in your training, I also said to you that when you speak it out, it makes it real. So I want you to all stand up. Now we can do this one of two ways. You can all speak it out at the same time so you don't hear each other's. Or you can go and find somebody to actually speak it to. Who votes for number one? And who votes for number two? Okay. All right, turn to the person next to you. Look them in the eye. Rosemary, you can do this with Julie. Look them in the eye. Turn to the person next to you and look them in the eye. Raise your right hands and say, I believe.
I believe.
We can do this.
We can do this.
really excited. How many of you are going, good, very good. Do you know that business is all about numbers? Business is all about numbers. And so you need to track your numbers. We track them in the Institute. We know exactly how many applications come in and how many of them we can convert to spending planners. We even know how many spending planners actually are working their business and not working their business. So we have all these numbers, stats, right? So this is what you need to start to do. And we are consistently and constantly working on improving our averages. So when we started, we might get four applications and sign up one person to be a spending planner. Then we would sign up two. Then we would sign up three out of four, okay? How were we improving that? We improved our application process. We improved our recruiting process. Like, you know, so we made sure that Tonya was really well equipped, etc., etc. So we just kept improving the process so that our stats would get higher and higher. Because if you want to work less, you have to find a way to get the system to work for you, okay? So when we had one application out of four coming through, that was fairly hard work as opposed to three out of four. Which one would you prefer?
Yeah.
Three out of four, right? Because that's a better stat. So it's all about the numbers, okay? Now here's the thing, you've got to go even higher than that. And so let's talk about you. So you've got, let's say, a referrer, and he refers clients to you. And out of those clients, let's say that you sign one out of two. Now I'm giving that percentage, not because I know it's accurate or anything like that, but because if it comes through a referrer, that person has already established credibility for you, which means that you are much more likely to get a good result. Okay, so here's the thing. If you're using a referral process this year and you need to sign up, let's say your goal is 5 per week, that's 1 per day, how many do you need to see each day?
2.
So you see 2, sign 1. Okay, now here's the thing. How many is he sending you, or she? So let's say they send you 2 per week, and you know this is going to happen. How many referrers do you need?
10.
It's five. Okay. So you need 5 referrers sending you at least 2 each a week, which is 10. And if your sign-up rate is 1 out of 2, you'll get 5 clients. Okay. So where do you need to improve this? Okay. So if you can get the referrers to give you 3 a week, how many referrers will you need?
3 or 4.
Okay? Right, where else can you improve this?
Sign up rate.
Okay, do you see how you can improve this? Alright? But you're not going to get anywhere unless you start. Now, this goes even further. To get one referrer, how many do you need to see to get someone to refer clients to?
Maybe 3 or 4.
Maybe 3 or 4? Okay. So you need to go and see 4 referrers to get one referrer, let's say, okay? So how many do you need to go and see this week?
20.
Do you need to see them all this week?
No.
No, you don't, okay? Now, let's say that you were out there attempting to get clients on your own with no referrer, okay? How many people are you going to need to speak to before you actually get someone who wants to actually do a meeting with you, which then actually turns into a sign up? Okay, so this might be 5 to 1. So this could be 20 or 30. Now, which one do you rather do? Come on, which one would you rather do? Top one. Because you only have to have 20 meetings to then start getting all these clients that you can sign up. But this one, you're going to have 30 meetings to get one. I don't know about you, but I don't like those odds. Does anyone in this room like their odds? Okay. So when you leave here, how are you going to build your business? Right. Yay. Now, in the Resources Centre, the first couple of trainings we did last year, you didn't have this. This is why you need to read our emails, because we sent an email out and said we'd written an email for you to send to referrers. It's in the manual for those of you who are a little bit later. It's in there. It's in a Word document. All you've got to do is cut and paste it. What did Tonya say she did? She cut and pasted it. Did she change it? No, because we know it works. Okay, right. So, that's almost like having a referrer because the email is good quality. So you just need to send out how many emails? 20. Or 80 if you want 20 referrers. Or whatever. Just get off your backsides and do it. Because that's how you're going to get what? Happy paying customers. You don't have a business unless you have? Okay. Guys, we have pretty much come to the end of the weekend. We want you to be
excited
and
motivated
and successful. That's the big one, okay? But this depends on you. We can't do this for you. We've given you that email can be adapted to any industry, okay? You just need to find the pain point of the industry and adapt it and send it out. How many of you can send 20 emails this week? Come on, how many of you can send 20 emails this week? How many of you can make 20 5-minute follow-up calls to make appointments to see those people? How long is that? Come on. It's 1 hour. How many of you, how long is it going to take you to send 20 emails?
An hour.
An hour? How long is it going to take you to ring them all to make an appointment? How many of you have got 2 hours this week? How many of you are going to sit in an airport this afternoon or tonight or tomorrow morning waiting for a plane? Hello? What are you doing with your time? How many of you are going to sit on a plane this afternoon, this evening or tomorrow? What are you doing with your time, guys? You need to be working on your businesses, okay? And you need to work smart rather than hard, okay? One of the reasons I think a lot of you are feeling quite about this is because you're not working smart about your business. You just need to get people on board with you. Now, how many of you think you could go and have a conversation with a referrer? That's right, because all of you said to me earlier, every single one of you pretty much said you would much rather have a conversation with a referrer than a conversation with a cold client, potential client. Did you not?
Yes.
Okay, so now you're going to have to actually live up to what you said. All right? You don't have to make those 20 appointments this week. You just need to start. And you start by sending them out something.
Do you wait to see if you get a response before you ring them up? Or?
No! Gosh, no. Whose business is this?
Ours.
Okay, what did Bree say? You're either selling or being sold. If they don't respond to you, what's happening? They're selling you rather than you selling them. You need to be proactive with it. And if they're not the type of person you want, move on. Don't waste time on it. But you need to be following them up. So here's the process as we wrap up our conference. You need to send out some emails. You need to follow them up with a phone call. And then you need to go and see them. That phone call is not about explaining what a spending planner is. It's about making an
appointment.
An appointment, and when you go to the appointment, you use what? The sales process. How long does that take?
An hour.
An hour. Okay? So if you send out 20 emails and you're looking for 4 referrers, you're going to need to do a couple of appointments this week, a couple of appointments next week, and a couple of appointments the week after. How many of you can do that? How many of you can do that?
Yes.
All right, do you know who you're going to call?
Yes.
Do you know who you're going to call?
Yes.
Do you know who you're going to call?
Yep.
All right. David.
Jenny.
Do you want to come and wrap this up with me?
Have you got some paper?
No.
Do I need it?
Look, I'm wrapping it up. I'll pick it up.
Oh, she's dead, Jenny.
Okay. So. Here's what we would like you to do. We would like you to send in your goals to Daryl.
For no other reason than it makes you more accountable to yourself.
Yep.
We're too busy working on strategies and things to be reading them all, but we might read yours.
But we also then have a record so we know what we want to achieve. And then when we're doing our course with you and things like that, then we'll have some idea of what you need to do. Okay? But do you see how this can make it much easier for you?
Yep.
Okay. Good. Really good.
Excellent. Does everybody see how this person sitting next to them succeeding will help them succeed?
Yes.
And the person across the table? Because we're going to start a wave. And we don't want a ripple, we want a massive tsunami. And everybody will benefit from it. But you guys have really, there are a lot of people that would have loved to have come and couldn't because of, although mind you, we've got people who come from, Gina, where do you come from?
Perth.
Perth? But you can't come from much further than that unless it was New Zealand, and that could have been.
Actually, Perth's probably
Perth's further. Perth's a lot further.
Yeah, it would be, Absolutely. So there you go. So, you know, lots of people would have liked to have been here that weren't here. You guys made the effort, you really stepped out. And I believe that from being here, it's been like kickstart on steroids. There's probably things that we could have done to improve it, and we'll get feedback from you. But the fact that you came is like a whole new, whoosh, there's 100 horsepower just added to your energy and enthusiasm. And as I said to you right from the start, the most important thing that's going to make all this happen when you're really feeling dry and there's nothing there and you feel like everybody's kicked you in the teeth, you've got to have enthusiasm, and that just comes from being excited, doesn't it? What's GE stand for?
Get
excited. Every time you see GE Finance, you just think, get excited. Get excited, because otherwise nothing's going to happen. That's the only thing that will make it happen. You get excited. Get support. Support each other. You know, that support forum's there so you can G each other up and say, come on, you can do it.
And
GE everybody up.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's 55 people that we'd love to see all excited. And even if you haven't got your first customer yet, this weekend should have given you so much more excitement and enthusiasm and incentive and reasons and ways to go and do that. You should almost need a fire extinguisher as you walk out the door. You know what I'm saying?
And we are really looking forward to your success. Because your success is our success, but more importantly, it means that we are changing the world. And that, I mean, you can't put a price on that. Anyway.
I want you to have constant goosebumps. I get goosebumps when I get emails from customers saying, wow, your software changed my life, or wow, your service changed my life. I get goosebumps, and I want you to experience that too. Carolyn, have you had goosebumps? Who in this room can honestly say they've had goosebumps or were dancing around the kitchen because a customer has said, wow, it's such a good feeling. I want more and more of it for me and for you guys. Go get it. Go do it. Make it happen.
It's time. It's your time. This is your year.
You know, tomorrow morning when you're back in at the coalface of what normal life presents to you, you've got to keep this enthusiasm and energy going. The only way you can do that is connect with everybody on Facebook and go, you know what, I arrived at work and the boss has gone like this and my work colleagues are going like that. But who cares? Because I'm
excited.
Excited, exactly. And tonight I'm going to send out those emails and I'm going to make appointments and Watch this space. I could be Andrew Robbins.
They're all pretty serious, aren't they? Yeah.
You're 4 minutes away from the time.
Hmm?
You're only 3 minutes away from the time. Yeah.
Oh, 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 not the red one. So the conference finished 7 minutes ago. This is just a little tip. Okay.
So we're actually going to finish with a lunch together. And
it's like our last supper.
Yeah. We want you to enjoy it.
Speak yourself.
Really want to encourage you to get accountability buddies and chat to each other and also get a customer experience with each other. So pair up with people. Okay?
Yep.
And sign each other up. Do the money thing. Like, you know, you're just exchanging it, but then you're testing your processes and systems as well.
Absolutely.
Did you do that, Erica?
No, that's what I was suggesting.
Yeah.
You'd be amazed what tiny little detail you can overlook and suddenly you'll realise, oh my gosh, how does that happen if you haven't done it? And you don't want that to happen in a real customer situation.
So get yourself sorted, having a customer experience with each other. But most of all, just go do it. Okay? You can finish up if you like. You know, Dave and I have this conversation often about you guys getting clients and not getting clients. And we've had this conversation, you know, when we started the Institute, there was no one out there sending us clients. We just got off our backsides and went and got you. We found you, you know. We used our own databases and we just keep going and going and going. And we're constantly spending on how to get more spending plans. And that's what you have to do. If you try one way and it doesn't work, just say, okay, that didn't work. Now I don't have to waste time on it. Now I'm going to try something else. And as a friend of ours says, fail fast. Get out there and do it, and try it, and see what happens.
Yep.
You might only have to send out 10 emails to get what you need. Wouldn't that be great? Fail fast.
Yep.
Okay?
And when you do succeed, share it, because we all want to play joy.
We just want to see all these places on Facebook. Wouldn't that be great? Just go down to HPC. But practice your sales talks with each other. That's the best way you can do it to win in a life situation. And that's my conclusion. I know you can do it.
Well, I'm going to finish off by really tugging on the heartstring and say, you know what, I was a school teacher for 20 years, and every time I had a kid that was a problem, I found out that there was a reason behind it. And 9 times out of 10, it was because of broken homes. Broken homes get caused by
money
problems. And kids that end up on drugs and all that kind of stuff. It's not a rule, but so many of them end up on drugs because of broken homes. And you guys can save kids from being in the gutter on drugs and alcohol and stuff by changing people's families one family at a time. And that's really worth doing. And I know that, you know, ultimately you want to earn some money, but what you're doing earning that money is you're keeping kids out of the gutter and all of it. It's really worth doing. It really is. I can't wait to see you guys here next year, if we don't see you before. And we're going to have to jack the walls out or go back and
make sure
that.
Even better.
Yeah. And I want you to be on my list of spotties. Because I can't wait to meet you. Carolyn's going to frame that.
Right, so he's
okay.
Lizzie, go on, you're just
going to
ruin my end. Go on.
Oh, sorry.
Go for it.
I was just going to say, on behalf of everybody, thank you very much to both of you for and your team, for everything that you do and continue to do. I know the reasons behind it, you know, both business and heartstrings, which I'm scared to cry hearing that story. So, thank you.
You're welcome. Right, can you all stand up?